This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A mediator says talks on Gaza are not progressing as expected after momentum in recent weeks. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
Key mediator Cotter says talks on a potential ceasefire deal in Gaza, quote, have not been progressing as expected in the past few days. Cotter's prime minister on Saturday noted difficulties in the humanitarian parts of the talks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Hamas militant group of not changing its, quote, delusional demands. Netanyahu says he sent a delegation to ceasefire talks in Cairo earlier in the week at U.S. President Joe Biden's request, but doesn't see a point in sending them again. New airstrikes in central Gaza have killed more than 40 people and wounded at least 50, and concerns are still mounting over Israel's planned offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on U.S. envoy's remarks regarding Israel's claims on Hamas.
A top U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented specific evidence for its claims that Hamas is diverting U.N. aid shipments entering Gaza. The envoy adds that Israel's recent killings of Gaza police commanders, who escort truck convoys, have made it impossible to safely distribute goods. Even before the latest setback, the U.S. has said that the aid reaching Gaza is just not enough. Meanwhile, charities are cooking for many displaced people in the region due to severe food shortages amid the ongoing war. Israel has repeatedly accused Hamas of diverting aid, including fuel, once it reaches Gaza, a claim that UN aid agencies have denied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Russian forces have taken complete control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the Kremlin on Saturday that Russian forces were now working to clear the final pockets of resistance there. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. On the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a bilateral talk with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which she reiterated the United States' unwavering support for Ukraine. Zelensky used the security conference to make a pitch for more military aid to sustain its war against Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. A U.S. aid package passed on a strong bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate this week and awaits a vote in the U.S. House, where Republican leaders have been coy about when they will bring it up for a vote, if ever. Speaking to reporters, Harris said political gamesmanship has no role to play when it comes to standing with an ally as it endures unprovoked aggression.
Politics should play no role in standing for the fact that Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles.
Zelensky said Saturday at a news conference with Harris that Ukraine was counting on a positive decision from Congress for the vital and aid from its strategic partner. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on researchers' efforts to find a new plant source for producing rubber.
Alternative crops are sprouting up as a way to fight climate change, like sorghum and cassava. Then there's dandelions that could one day replace rubber, as well as Wayuli, which tire maker Bridgestone is interested in, says David Deering with the company's agro operations.
The reason that we're so interested in Wayuli is because we need a domestic source of natural rubber.
He says it uses a lot less water than crops like corn, cotton, alfalfa, and wheat.
All those crops use more water than Wayuli does. So it's really kind of the perfect crop that will fit into a farm setting, allowing the grower to make decisions about their other crops.
I'm Julie Walker.
Rioting has broken out between two rival groups of Eritreans in the Netherlands. That's according to police. Officers used tear gas in an attempt to quell the unrest in The Hague as rioters torched police cars and a bus on Saturday night. Images from the scene show vehicles in flames and dozens of men in the street, some throwing rocks. City spokesperson says a group loyal to Eritrea's government was holding a meeting when the venue was attacked by anti-government Eritreans. It is the latest outbreak of violence in Europe between supporters and opponents of the African nation's repressive government. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.